JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
I think the good Lord that sort of worked yesterday in the carbon market, eh?
Yeah, yes. Although I sort of, when you ask my response to it, it's probably inconclusive at this stage. This is the first NZU carbon auction this year, and you've been talking about this for a few days now. And last year there were four auctions and they all failed to clear, so no units were sold. Now, the thing about last year, Mike, is there was a great deal of uncertainty in the carbon markets of exactly what, you know, the previous government was going to do with that market. And if there's one thing that financial markets react strongly to, it's uncertainty. And the response last year was to not get involved in the auctions because the, you know, when you're in a market, the rules of the game have to be clear, and they weren't clear. Yesterday, however, 84% of the units on offer were sold. So that's 2.97 million units. That's $190 million. So that's real money, Mike. So someone has committed real money, $190 million to it. So there's some confidence there, some, but there's also sort of more questions than answers. The whole auction is quite technical. There's a lot of detail around the clearance procedure, the price setting around the auction. And I note that after the auction, the spot carbon market, which sort of trades, you know, separately, it traded at $51 after the auction. Now, that suggests that somewhere, somebody had a negative reaction to the auction outcome. So I think it's difficult to know now whether the future auctions will be successful or not. I mean, there is a, you know, there's some optimism there because he sold some units, but difficult to know. So it's one revenue line item that the government will have to make assumptions on. I think that's going to be quite challenging for them.
Exactly. What they didn't sell then goes into auction number two, of course. So correct. That's an ongoing story for the rest of the year. Yeah. Warehouse?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Tough times in the retail sector. So Warehouse has reported first half results for the financial year, 2024 financial year, confirming the tough retail environment. So you've got your red and blue sheds holding up in some ways a little better than expected. Noel Leeming under a little bit of pressure. The red sheds, backbone of the business, sales down 4.7% year on year. But if you're looking for positives, they are seeing significantly improved margins. Blue sheds, sales down 5%, but again, you've got better margins there. Noel Leeming, sales down 2.2%, but margins there are under pressure. If I'm looking for other positives, they're working through inventory levels, so they're reducing inventory levels. They are carrying lower debt levels. But here's a couple of sort of quite worrying signs. In their outlook comments, they said they expect the tough retail markets to continue, but they talked about the February sales. Declines in February, which is really, you know, quite recently, were in the low teens in terms of percentages. That's pretty material, Mike. They said it had recovered sort of in the first little bit of March. Of course, Torpedo 7 has been sold. They announced they're going to close the market.com, competitive pressure from the likes of Temu there. But grocery sales, Mike, I thought this was really interesting. Grocery sales are now 20% of all the retailers. So that's a pretty significant number. Now, of course, Westpac had the consumer confidence report out yesterday and some cause for hope there in terms of this retail sector. Consumer confidence, 93.2. Well below the long-term average, but it's the highest it's been for 2 years. So You've got this miasma of despair, haven't you, across the retail sector? You know, look, there's something there that says it. Maybe it could clear later this year.
Okay, well, let's hope so. Then you come to the current account, and I don't know about this. I mean, it's easy to close a gap when you're not doing anything because the economy's stuffed. Isn't
it? Yeah, exactly. So the current account deficit, one of the more problematic economic indicators, sort of if we look at it last year, expanded to nearly 9% of GDP. That gets the rating agencies interested. At the same time, you're trying to sell a whole heap of debt, not a great combo. Has improved to 6.9% of GDP. It's improving, but it's still out on the edge and leaves New Zealand sort of vulnerable to any shocks or unexpected events. Just look at the numbers, Mike. Q3, 29.8 billion. Q4, 27.8 billion. These are still very big numbers. Not a market mover in the short term. It's moving in the right direction, but it has to move more.
What are the numbers?
So right now we're waiting for the Fed. So that's the big, the Fed's at 7 o'clock this morning, Fed announcement on and commentary. At the moment, markets are stable. The Dow Jones hasn't moved at all, 39,110. The S&P 500 is up 1,5179, and the NASDAQ's down 10 points, 16,157. FTSE 100 yesterday lost 1 point, 7737. The Nikkei, they didn't trade yesterday. Market was closed, so still at 40,003. The Shanghai comps it up 17, 307.9. The Aussies yesterday lost 7 points, 7695 on the ASX 200. We gained 15 points in the NZX 50, 11,832. Kiwi dollar a little bit lower against the US, 0.6038, 0.9242 against the Aussie, 0.5559 euro, 47.47 against the pound, 91.54 Japanese yen. Gold is $2,157, and Brent crude's come off a little bit, $85.78.
Have a good one, mate. Catch up tomorrow. JMIWealth.co.nz, Andrew Keller.